From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news and stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. The National Capital of Indonesia Development adopts three approaches for access equality. Turkey voices strong support for Indonesia's G20 presidency. The news in detail. The Indonesian government adopts three approaches to ensure that development of the new national capital, Nusantara, can create access equality for all. Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny G. Plate stated in a written statement on Saturday that these three approaches comprise Nusantara's development as a forest city, sponge city, and smart city. According to Minister Plate, Nusantara is promised to become a breath of fresh air for the people and serve as a concrete example that development in the western and eastern parts of Indonesia can be equal. The existence of Nusantara is also expected to become a solution to address challenges that Indonesia currently faces, including the challenge of equalizing the economy. Turkey voiced strong support for Indonesia's G20 presidency during a meeting between the two countries' foreign ministers in Ankara on Friday. At the meeting, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and her Turkish counterpart, Mevlut Cavusoglu, discussed a wide range of bilateral and global issues, including economic and health cooperation, the war in Ukraine, the G20, and Palestine. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry said in a written statement on Saturday that regarding the G20, the two foreign ministers agreed on the importance of promoting the grouping's priority agendas of overcoming the pandemic, building global health resilience, and pushing digital transformation and energy transition. The 1 million booster vaccine program held in collaboration between the Indonesian National Police, Executive Board of Nahdlatul Ulama, Indonesia's largest Muslim organization, and Religious Affairs Ministry, had reached around 72% of its target. A police official, Ahmad Ramadan, stated on Saturday that more than 860,000 vaccine doses had been administered to the people within 2 days of the program's execution. The 1 million booster vaccine program had begun to be implemented since Thursday simultaneously across Indonesia. The program is held as a preparatory measure for the 2022 Idul Fitri homecoming. Russia resumed its assault on the last Ukrainian defenders holed up in a giant steel week in Mariupol. A Ukrainian official disclosed it on Saturday, April the 23rd, days after Moscow declared victory in the southern port city, and said its forces did not need to take the plant. The biggest battle of the conflict has raged for weeks as Russia seeks to capture a city seen as a crucial to its attempts to link the eastern Donbas region with Crimea, the Black Sea Peninsula that Moscow seized in 2014. Israel said it will close its only crossing from the Gaza Strip for workers on Sunday, April the 23rd, in response to overnight rocket fire, stopping short of conducting retaliatory strikes in an apparent bid to ease tensions. The rocket attacks on Friday night and Saturday morning followed days of clashes at Jerusalem's flashpoint Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and a month of deadly violence. The unrest has sparked international fears of conflict 1 year after similar violence led to an 11-day war between Israel and Gaza-based militants. The International Monetary Fund said on Saturday it held fruitful technical discussions with Sri Lanka on its loan request, while the World Bank said it was preparing an emergency aid package for the crisis-stricken country. A World Bank spokesperson said the World Bank's emergency response package includes $10 million to be made immediately available for the purchase of essential medicines, funds shifted from its ongoing COVID-19 health preparedness project. Last item, four people from the Japanese tour boat that went missing with 26 people on board had been found early on Sunday, April the 24th. Japan's Coast Guard said it was unclear if they were still alive. Three were discovered by a police helicopter near the tip of the Shiretoko Peninsula early on Sunday morning, with the fourth spotted by a Coast Guard aircraft in the same area about 30 minutes later. The condition of the four people was unknown, and it was not clear whether they were on land or still at sea when found. A Coast Guard official had no further information. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on First Lady interprets Kartini Day commemoration as the era of women's awakening against the pandemic. Indonesian First Lady Mrs. Iriana Joko Widodo and the wife of Vice President Mrs. Wuri Ma'ruf Amin and members of the Solidarity Action Organization for the Advanced Indonesia Cabinet Era held a commemoration of Kartini Day or Women's Emancipation Day at the State Palace Jakarta on Thursday, April the 21st. In the commemoration, they gave awards to 514 women who had merit and achievements in a number of fields such as education, health, socioculture, environment, and agriculture. Of them, there were 10 representatives of the outermost remote areas and the capital city of Indonesia who received the awards directly at the State Palace. In her speech, First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo said that the commemoration of Kartini Day in 2022 was an era of awakening Indonesian women in various aspects of life, among others, the revival against the pandemic.
Peringatan Hari Kartini ke-144 tahun 2022 harus dimaknai sebagai era
commemoration of the 144th Kartini Day in 2022 must be interpreted as the era of the awakening of Indonesian women, the awakening of Indonesian women against the pandemic, the awakening of Indonesian women for economic recovery, so that we can immediately realize an advanced Indonesia as we all aspire to. The First Lady said, "The current pandemic condition in Indonesia can be controlled properly. This is inseparable from the role of great Indonesian women who have worked hard together with the government in handling the COVID-19 pandemic in the country." She added, "The role of Indonesian women is highly expected to be able to contribute to encouraging recovery due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is also a great potential in order to accelerate recovery and even improve the country's economy." On this occasion, Mrs. Iriana Joko Widodo conveyed a congratulation on the 144th Kartini Day to all Indonesian women. Meanwhile, in her report, Chair of the Kartini Day Commemoration Committee, Mrs. Tri Tito Karnavian, said, "The commemoration of Kartini Day in 2022 was held to continue to raise Kartini's fighting spirit who have contributed to Indonesian women." That was this week's Spotlight. Today in history, I'll begin with April the 24th, 1955, the closing of the Asian African Conference. The Asian African Conference is a conference between Asian and African countries, most of which just gained independence after the World War II. This meeting took place between April 18 until 24, 1955 at Gedung Merdeka Bandung, Indonesia, with the aim of promoting economic and cultural cooperation between Asian and African countries and against colonialism or neocolonialism of the United States, the Soviet Union, or other imperialist countries. The Asia-Africa Conference is sponsored by 5 countries, namely Burma or Myanmar, India, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, and coordinated by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sunario. It involved another 24 countries from Asia and Africa. The Asian-African Conference resulted in an agreement in the form of the final communique, which contained the 10 principles of Bandung. These principles are known to the world as the Bandung Spirit. Turning to April the 24th, 1967, the Soyuz 1 spacecraft crashed in Siberia. Soyuz 1 was part of the Soviet Union space program launched into orbit on April the 23rd, 1967 from the Baikonur Cosmodrome. It was controlled by a cosmonaut Colonel Vladimir Mikhailovich Komarov. After completing all its missions, the Soyuz 1 aircraft returned to Earth, but the spaceship fell to Earth from a height. The cause of the crash of the spacecraft was a malfunction in the braking system. As a result, the spacecraft landed heavily on Earth and killing Komarov. I'll end today in history with April the 24th, 1970. China's first satellite, Tongfanghong, was launched. Tongfanghong 1 is also known as China 1, was the People's Republic of China's first space satellite, which was successfully launched on April the 24th, 1970. China 1 was designed to have an operating life of 20 days, although in reality it could last up to 28 days. The main purpose of the China 1 satellite is to carry out satellite technology tests and carry out assessment of the ionosphere and atmosphere. Well, that was today in history over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you. Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Jörg Clemens Hoffmann in Germany. Hello, Mr. Hoffmann. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. The German section will reply to your letter. Please be patient for the reply. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. And now I'm gonna play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
Adore you smile as you
are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on the frequency 3325 to 4750 kHz, website www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. Today's edition, we will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesian Olympic Committee asks sports federations to focus on Olympic qualification. General Chairperson of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, asked the national federations to start focusing on preparing for the 2024 Paris Olympics qualification, considering that several sports will start the qualifying rounds in May. In his written statement, Raja Sabta Oktohari said the coaching of athletes must be continuous and through process, not only based on many participations in various championships, so that they forget the main goal of the Olympics. For this reason, Raja Sabta Oktohari asked the National Federation to prioritize the qualifying round over the other events in order to increase the chances of Indonesian athletes qualifying for the Olympics. According to him, the sports management must be wise in participating in sporting events and deciding on sending athletes to each activity. Relevant parties must understand the priority of the sport and also the athletes who are expected to qualify for the Olympics. Raja Sabta Oktohari reminded every sport administrator and athlete not to only pursue multi-event rankings so that the main target for the Olympics was missed. For that, the federation must know very well, including the branches and number approved, to be included in the calculation of Olympic points in the multi-events that will be followed. Based on the calendars of several international federations, a number of sports such as judo and triathlon will start qualifying from May 2022. Not only that, the Olympic point race schedule is even started at the same time as the 2022 Hangzhou Asian Games has happened in the cycling branch. Well, that was My Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now I will greet our regular listener from Algeria. Hello, Mr. Mesaud Ben Ismail. How are you today? Hopefully, you are monitoring our broadcast now. He said that our broadcast is good and beautiful programs. Thank you so much, sir, for your compliment. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. So, happy listening.
Jauh ada di sana, kamu di.
cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 to 4750 kHz, website www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is entitled Ilabulu Favorite Menu for Fast in Gorontalo. If you are in Gorontalo, especially during the month of Ramadan, you will find smoke rising in various places. Don't be surprised because the smoke comes from the Ilabulu vendors. Ilabulu is indeed a typical food of the city of Gorontalo with the concept of street food. Ilabulu is also a favorite food that is widely eaten as an iftar menu. Ilabulu itself is made from sago powder, which is added with various contents such as chicken eggs, chicken meat, beef, and others, mixed with special spices. In the cooking process, ilabulu is wrapped in banana leaves and then boiled. You can also have it grilled or roasted if you like. This typical food from Gorontalo has a taste similar to the popular pepes from West Java. Ilabulu is said to be the food that brought peace in times of war between kingdoms in the area in the past. It is also known as Totombawa, which means united. Because of its delicious taste, it is said ilabulu was able to bring peace to the warring kingdoms. Ilabulu can actually be eaten directly because it is perfectly cooked from the boiling process, but not infrequently. After being boiled, it is processed again by roasting or frying. Ilabulu is usually eaten together with specially prepared corn kernels called binte biluhuta. Diabolo can also be used as a present for friends and relatives because it can last approximately 2 to 3 days if you put in the refrigerator. If you visit Gorontalo outside the month of Ramadan, nowadays you can still find Diabolo sold. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today.
Now I would like to reply to an email from Alex Koroba in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German on February 21st, 2022 through frequency 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Alex Koroba. Thank you for your reception report. Your email has been forwarded to the German section, so please be patient for the reply. Well, listener, wherever you are, so keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Happy weekend and enjoy the song.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini diadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik membuatku terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini diadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuk tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu.
Karena takut padamu. Ulalalalala, aku jatuh cinta. Ulalalalala, padamu. Ulalalalala, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku.
Datang menghampiriku, berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, luluh kepada
kau begitu lucu, tersipu malu.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
Listener, for the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Miscellany today is entitled University of Indonesia wins first place in bridge design competition at Nanyang Technology University. The hand-cut team of the Faculty of Engineering University of Indonesia won first place in the bridge design competition at Nanyang Technology University, Singapore. The team succeeded in eliminating 94 other teams, including the host Nanyang Technology University and other teams from Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam, Egypt, and India. The Nanyang Technology University Bridge Design Competition is a bridge design competition based on a case study determined by the committee. The head of the hand-cut team, Peter, explained the case study faced by the team was to design a bridge at Choa Chu Kang North 6 and Woodlands Road. This location has its own difficulties where the land contour of the area is not uniform and there are pedestrian paths and drainage that should not be damaged. In addition, another difficulty factor is the condition of the existing buildings around the construction site, so it is necessary to consider construction methods that do not interfere with these buildings. They devise appropriate designs and methods to meet the construction challenges of the site. The bridge design has a length of almost 225 meters with a spiral curve with a radius of 95 meters. Later, the bridge will consist of road connections, one beam bridge, and a single multi-span bridge. The two lanes of the bridge walkway will have a width of 3.5 meters each and a width of 1.8 meters on both sides for pedestrian paths. The hand-cut team's bridge design prioritizes the green factor or environmental factors of construction. It utilized several bridge construction innovations that were quite environmentally friendly. In addition, the team is also superior in terms of construction management details. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on University of Indonesia wins first place in bridge design competition at Nanyang Technology University.
We'll be right back.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Hello, VOI listener. In today's music corner, we present you a song entitled Salah by Rizky Febian. This song was released officially on February 25th on YouTube channel Rizky Febian. The song Salah, which means wrong, is a hit song popularized by a group led by Melly Goeslaw named Potret. Indeed, Rizky Febian released the song as a single included in the album Masterpiece Melly Goeslaw. The song tells about someone who thought that his lover was loyal to him, but in fact, his lover betrays him. Well, listener, here is Rizky Febian with the song Salah. Happy listening.
Selama ini kau masih merasa aku selalu menantimu. Dua minggu kau tak menghampiri.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Di seberang sana, gundah gelisah seakan terlupa. Tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Yeah.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.